Old Muggsy. A little warm up. Beating buttholes with baseball bats. Beating buttholes with baseball bats.
Dude.
Beating buttholes black and blue with baseball bats.
That was Muttley.
From Muttley?
Wacky Races. Was it Muggsy? Fucking Hanna-Barbera, dude. To all you fucks out there who don't know what Wacky Races is, and not this watered-down ass fucking Wacky Races like the new, like Mickey Mouse cartoons they have.
How about the new Looney Tunes? You ever watch those? Not as good.
Are they all fucking like dumbed down now and like not offensive to anybody at all?
Not at all,
bro. The shit we used to watch was just like. Like people nowadays, they watch it and they're like,
"Oh my god,
fuck!"
Fucking Ren and Stimpy was always an awesome one,
dude. And they remade that.
And then I heard
I watched one episode, and they totally made them, and they made them gay. They were totally into each other and like butt sexing each other and stuff like that. And I was like,
"Well, they were already kind of like that, anyways."
Well, maybe they were, but it was very. It wasn't in your face.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm telling you right now, every single new cartoon that comes out has some kind of homosexual activity. Like these kids watch The Loud House. Like the best friend is has two dads, and you know, the interracial, inter fucking, and like one of the sisters is gay. Which you know, I don't.
This is all fine. This is all fine.
I don't care. It's just there.
I just think people are trying too hard now.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, okay, let's make this cartoon good. It has something to do with let's appeal to the most people we possibly can without actually making a good product.
Yeah. It has to have like fucking, I don't know. It seems like they have to have like something in every single one.
Every single one.
They're pushing agendas.
They are pushing agendas. And you know what? Good for them, but that doesn't make for a good fucking cartoon. I'll tell you what, I don't fucking know. And speaking of which, so that court case that we talked about back in the day, where the I revert back to episode X and insert fucking variable there.
It was the Halloween episode.
It was the Halloween episode.
It was the Halloween episode. At the end of the Halloween episode, we talked about
this was the leather. The name of it was Rolling Out the Future Leatherface or something. It was like episode 3, I believe.
Yeah.
And we talked about, what did we talk about? Some
kid. This kid that was being forced
to transition. Yeah.
Right. So this kid's mom, he was like, I don't know, he's like 8 years old. And
he was younger than that when he first
when
came
she first
out.
Started. So when she.
He came out and was like, look, I'm a girl, mom. Right?
No, he didn't. He didn't even do that.
Oh.
He didn't even do that. No, she's like forcing it on him. Like the dad's trying to save him, right? So the dad even said, "Look, when he's with me, he's a freaking boy. Like he does boy things. Like he doesn't want to put on dresses. You know, like she like he
doesn't want to be called Lulu or whatever the name was.
Luna or Moon or something to do with the moon.
Yeah, I think it was Luna.
Yeah. So you know, she's like. Fucking try. Okay, so she was trying to give him, you know, at like 8 years old, these fucking meds to
hormones, strong, very strong hormones with no scientific evidence or medical studies showing the effects of steroids into a little kid.
But that's the thing. I think she's like technically a doctor. She is, and then she has like her doctor friends backing her up.
Of course, she does.
Okay, so
but this crazy bitch prescribe meds to your own child? Isn't that some type of conflict of interest?
I think her like buddy is like the psychiatrist or whatever, so she does.
But, oh my god!
But it's like her buddy, you know.
And she has no scientific. Up. She has nothing to go. Okay, well here's some studies to show this is perfectly safe. If I shoot, I hope that kid grows up one day and sues the fuck out of his mom.
Right.
For sure.
Well, the thing is that, you know, it's a really sad story.
It is sad. It's sad because he's just a fucking little kid. And I don't care what your belief is on transitioning and all that. But I think that is an adult choice that comes along with being an adult and making your own decisions for your own body.
All right. So if you want to get some information on it, it's called go on Facebook or Google Save James. All right. Save James. It's really sad. Okay. So like a year ago, whatever, the mom, well, the dad took the mom to court, right? And the dad's like, you know, he's like, this is fucking bullshit. Like any normal, rational fucking human being would be is this is fucking bullshit. Like, you know, let the kid fucking grow up and let him choose his own fucking path. Like, that's the thing. Like, don't force this upon him at a young age and then make him grow into this. Let him choose whatever like, if he wants to be a fucking whatever, let him choose that when he gets a little bit older. He's fucking 8 years old. So anyways...
And on some level, you do kind of direct your kids into a way of life, yeah. and that's fine because they have a choice to get out of it at some point. Whereas this, he's not going to have a choice.
No, they're like for real. Like she wants to do the fucking whole shebang, dude. She wants to do the sex change, all that.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, the dad was like, look, like when we were together, she was always like, I want a daughter. I want a daughter. I want a daughter. Right. And they had a son. So now she's like fucking trying to change her son into this fucking daughter that she always wanted. So it's fucked up. The whole thing is fucked up. Okay, so about a year ago, they went to court. The judge put a gag order on the dad. All right. Mm-hmm. So he made it so he couldn't fucking talk about it, this, that, and the other. So so the dad ended up winning. All right. She had to stop doing whatever she had to do.
Or he won? Stop. Are you sure about that?
No, the dad won. All right.
Until recently. He lost on an appeal the other day.
Okay, so the dad won. She wasn't allowed to give him fucking this, that, and the other. And well, I don't know. I think he halfway won. Anyways. So now she took it back to court
and he lost. She's got full control and he has to pay for the transition.
Right. He's got to pay not only for the transition, but he's got to pay something outrageous like $5,000 a month.
Yeah, that's what it is. For
therapy and everything.
Wait, why therapy?
Oh, because...
Because the kid's going to need therapy out. He goes through
that. Yeah, exactly.
Look, this is really going to fuck up his mental state, so we're going to give him therapy, and you got to pay for it.
But what's
fucked up? Or we're talking about physical therapy.
No, what's fucked up, though, is... Don't quote me on this, but I'm almost positive that the therapist is the mom's fucking like buddy and like she's in on it too. So what's,
oh my God.
What's fucked up is that like that is honestly like, okay, now I'm not advocating anything. All I'm saying is the dad should fucking snatch up that fucking kid and move somewhere far fucking away.
Well, like, imagine you being in this spot. Imagine you being the dad, you fucking, this is already happening to your son. Now, mind you, if this happened to my son, like way back before anyone ever heard about it, and I even got any inkling about this happening to my son, that my significant other was doing this to my kid, see ya. That'd be it. I'd be grabbing up. Okay. So, but imagine having the wherewithal and trying to do this. Like
he was trying to do it the right way, common
sense, and doing it the right way, and being like, "Okay,
going through the court
because there's no way this is can be applicable."
Right, right. This is probably what he thought. He's like, "All right, you want to go to court? Fuck it, let's go to court.
Yeah,
ain't nobody gonna believe your fucking crazy ass. You know, this is the way guys think. Like, let's fucking go to court then, bitch. Like, ain't nobody gonna fucking believe you, you fucking psycho. You know, trying to do this to a fucking kid. Yeah, and then he ends up going to court and loses." Like, what the fuck?
God. And not only just losing, but the fucking the ultimate grind, which is you're gonna pay for
it. Yeah, you're gonna have to pay for it.
Oh yeah. Bro, that would be my snapping point. My snapping point would have been a long time before that, but I feel like I was just a commonsensical type of human being, which we clearly do not advocate at this podcast. We are not those type of human beings. But
and that's the thing. Here at ROTFL.com.
ROTFLpodcast.com. Dickhead.
Well, you're the one that's better at rambling that shit off.
Fucking shit, man.
ROTFLpodcast.com. We like to give a lot of advice.
Unsolicited advice.
Yeah, we love giving advice. But if you're fucking stupid enough to take our advice at like fucking without doing like a little bit of research yourself, like, and don't get me wrong, I know I have great advice. I do. I have great advice. but it might not lead you down a good path. So if you take our advice and just don't think about anything, oh, this is what they said, oh, I'm going to do it. Don't do that.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if someone just fucking took our like mindset and just ran with it?
No, you know what? Like, honestly, I think this world would be a better place. More people would.
If everyone in the world just thought like we did, it would be a better place.
Right. It'd be a great place.
I would actually hate that place. I would hate that place if it was surrounded with people like us. Because then what would the need for us be? Like, we wouldn't have no...
I know.
If everyone was just as fucked up as we are, it's like, well, fuck, we don't stand out at all. We'd have to go, like, extreme left and fucking, like, really fucking change some
rebel. Shit. Rebel. Yeah, we'd have to rebel. We'd have to push against the system.
No, if there wasn't people unlike us, then what the fuck would we ever talk about? Fuck.
True. Yeah, so look into that. It's called Save James. All right?
Hashtag Save James. And look.
It's horrible.
And then Charlize Theron, who I used to like very much. And this is why I don't like looking into these actors or like becoming a fan and looking on their fucking Facebook
page on their
and following them on Twitter with all this shit and like becoming like some. I don't do that shit because I don't want to hear what you have to say. I watch you because I like the art you do inside your little framework that you do it in. And anything outside that is complete fucking and utter malarkey.
And it's really not even their art. Like, actors just show up and fucking do what they're told. So it's not like
some are decent.
Yeah, there's some very good actors out there.
I like Charlize Theron in some of her parts. But when I heard, and this is why I don't like looking, and trust me, I did everything I could to avoid looking into this, but somehow I managed to fucking filter its way up to the surface like a floating turd in a toilet. Okay. Her son was like 3 years old and was like, "Oh, look, mommy, I'm a girl." And she fucking took that and flew with it. And now she's like full dressing him up, like working on transitioning her son into, dude, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle, but you didn't see my parents shooting me up with turtle fucking jeans.
With ooze.
They didn't throw fucking ooze on me, radioactive ooze, in the hopes that I would find Shredder or fucking, what the fuck is his name?
They didn't throw ooze on you and put you in kung fu classes?
No. This is what I'm saying. And you know, and if you want to be a transformer, they didn't fucking start, your dad didn't start drilling fucking mechanical parts into your elbows. And then when you turn 18, you're like, what the fuck is this? I mean, come on, dude. You're a fucking kid. You say, my son the other day, I was like, give me that iPad, right? Like, it's fucking bedtime, dude. And he's like, I don't want to go to bed and shit, right? And I'm like, you're going to do what I say because I'm the adult and you're the little kid. Now give me the iPad. He's all, no, I'm a woman. Bro, I laughed so fucking hard. But I'll tell you what I didn't do. I laughed, took his fucking little iPad away. But I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't go to his mom's fucking panty drawer and start dressing him up.
Yeah. Well, and look at fucking when kids are little, they fucking – boys play with fucking dolls, like fucking, you know, girls play with, you know, playing the fucking mud. Like, just because a little girl is a tomboy. Just because a little girl is a tomboy and likes to fucking play in the fucking mud doesn't mean that she wants to be a fucking boy. She's still a girl.
Do you know how many women?
Just because a boy fucking plays with a fucking doll and fucking dresses it up and puts his fucking mom's heels on, you know, it doesn't mean he's a fucking girl. Like, you know.
I wore some of my mom's clothes when I was a kid, bro.
Dude, so for Halloween, every fucking Halloween, I dressed up as a girl, bro. It was like the only time of the year I could actually feel like myself.
Hey, but your parents didn't jump in and go and take something you did for fun to another level and decide, hey, I'm going to fucking start shooting you up with a bunch of – and convince you that you really wanted to be this little fucking play acting thing you fucking did without even giving you a chance. And look, there are kids who might feel like this, who might actually be, you know, have a female brain trapped in a man's body and things and such. But however, this is a choice they need to come to once they're old enough.
Older to understand everything. Like, you don't understand shit when you're a fucking kid. Like, that's why you fucking... That's why these kids need to fucking do shit and make bad decisions and learn from it. They don't like, you know, it's a line you got to walk, I guess. Oh, speaking of fucking kids and iPad, see, you're lucky you only have that boy, bro. Like,
that's all I want. I learned.
You're lucky, bro.
I look at it, bust him out like one after the other, like some fucking smart guys do. I had one, and I seen how it was going to be, and I decided, this is fucking fine.
Yeah. I got fucking, I got a boy and a girl, and then I got my two nieces and nephew that I'm helping to raise.
Well, a boy and a girl ain't
no, it was a wrap after that.
The other ones are like just adding. And they're all great kids.
Yeah.
But when you get them all together in one.
No, actually, when they're all together, it's actually even easier, dude, because like they all keep because they're all around the same age. So they keep each other entertained.
Well, they are old enough to kind of do that for the most part. And at least you got one of them that's like old enough to like kind of rein in the other ones. Whereas if they were all like four or five, you'd probably be fucking already shot your brains out.
Yeah. Fucking.
So
now I got my two nieces and my daughter, and they're all, you know, preteen teenager. Yeah. Right. So for all you girls that are listening, and don't act like you don't know. Whenever like when girls get into that fucking age where they're fucking preteen teenagers, they get like a certain sass. A certain sass to them.
A little zazz.
Yeah, they get zazzy, a little sassy. Zazz. Well, so you know, you just want to like.
Are you having a seizure, bro? Are you gonna be able to spit this out? No,
okay, so I've already taken away. Like, okay, so my daughter, you know, this was like months ago. And they already know, like they already know that fucking dad and Uncle Lucas, which is the same person, me.
That's strange. That seems like something that more happens in the Ozarks.
Uncle Daddy.
Appalachian Mountains.
Uncle
carry on.
Tell me Uncle
Daddy. Uncle Daddy.
So they already know that I don't fuck around, man, with this shit. So my daughter, right? So when I had a girlfriend, like she fucking walked into the room and like all the girls like jumped, you know? And she's like, all right, what's going on? You know, she grabbed my daughter's phone. She fucking looked. And there was like fucking like pictures in her fucking underwear, you know? And so.
Your daughter was taking pictures of herself?
Yeah. In the fucking bathroom mirror. Like, so I should have. Okay. So I couldn't do it. Like, cause I seen the pictures and I just automatically, boom, I fucking snapped her phone, took out her fucking SIM card, snapped her fucking SIM card. Right. And then I fucking walked into the room and I was like, Hey, baby, here's your phone back. And I tossed it to her, you know, all snapped. And
oh, my God. You fucking created something like you just fucking added fuel to the fire.
No, okay. So now, but now she got another phone and like she's being good now, you know, but.
Okay. How did she get, hold on. How did she get the other phone?
Not from me. You know that. Yeah. You know that.
You didn't fucking. I thought you broke it and then went to paper. I'm like, this is why you don't break your kids' things because you end up.
No, fuck it. Well, I did pay for it because, like, her mom was like, you know, you broke that phone. It cost me $100. Like, I'm going to need that $100. And I'm like, I'll buy her another phone. I'll buy her a fucking flip phone, you know? And
just knock the camera out.
No, I was going to take a razor blade and scratch the camera. And it was going to be a fucking flip phone, you know, a cool.
This is not a bad idea. A phone for kids that don't have a camera, bro.
Right. A flip phone where you fucking have to pull the antenna still up. You know, you got to like flip it open and pull the antenna.
I like this idea.
So anyways, okay. So like a year before this, my youngest niece was fucking chatting with some fucking boy. And you could tell it was like a younger boy because like, they started talking and like they're fucking 10 years old, dude. They started talking like dirty to each other, like fucking, oh, how big are your boobs? You know, like the little boy and like, dude, it was all so anyway, she got her shit taken for like a year after that, but she's lucky. Okay. For all you fucking people out there with kids, like watch those devices, dude, especially when they get a little bit older, watch those devices. Well, today anyways, fucking another fucking story. So I was on, I was fucking flinging our fucking ROTFL podcast fucking schmutt.
Were around. You flinging the schmutt?
I was flinging our schmutt.
Fling the schmutt.
And so on Instagram, all of a sudden I seen my other, my older niece on Instagram. And I'm like, she's not supposed to have an Instagram. How about that? So I clicked on it. And then it's fucking, fucking, some fucking
bullshit.
Right. I'm not like, okay. So here's the thing. I'm an uncle and I'm looking at these pictures and they're probably racy as fuck to me because I'm an uncle. You know, I want to protect her, you know? So they're probably a little more racy to me than they would be to somebody else, but still, she's a fucking teenage little girl. She doesn't need to have an Instagram, number one. She doesn't need to have these fucking stupid pictures on there, number two. And then so...
I don't think she shouldn't be allowed to fucking post pictures, bro, until they're old enough.
That's the thing. She's not supposed to have a fucking Instagram, period. You know, we've already fucking talked about this.
On any social media platform, bro, because, dude, there are... pedophiles just going
trying to
find unsuspecting subjects. Dude, there's that game Roblox that people play, and there was a pedophile chat room in there that tries to suck in little fucking kids. And this is a little kid's game.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I knew it would fucking piss you off. So I
come on,
doing
man,
it.
Quit fucking around. Right. Jesus Christ. Listen, and this is in this. Don't be sexualizing yourself for one. I wish they could have a class. They need, if there was something to be taught in school.
Hey, cops go, there's like a thing where, you know how back when we were going to fucking school, how like cops would come with a dare thing, which didn't work at all whatsoever.
And mind you, the officer that came and did our dare was a guy named Officer Roach.
I remember that.
Remember that guy?
I do remember that.
Officer, shout out to Officer Roach if you're still alive there, bud. Named after the fucking remnants of a fucking
marijuana chunk. Cigarette.
One of them reefer fucking cigarettes. But they should be teaching this shit to kids.
That's the thing. Like, the thing is, but people don't go to it. Like cops go around, they're like, look. And they have a little poster board. Like, look, these are fucking all the fucking things that all these fucking pedophiles are fucking getting to these kids through. Like fucking TikTok and fucking Instagram and
Facebook,
fucking Snapchat.
Anything. Any social
media. All these fucking things is where these predators fucking live and fucking, oh, they start talking to your fucking kid. Oh, there's some shows you watch. I can't remember the name of it, but it's so funny because like, it's a smart little girl, you know, she's like, la, 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 like all fucking, you know, She's a smart little kid, and her parents are fucking, like, well off, and they live in a great neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. So they go to them, and they're like, check this out. We bet you that we can talk to your daughter through, like, they're like, you know, it's like a social experiment type thing. We'll talk to your daughter.
You can convince your daughter to meet up with her.
Guarantee you she'll meet up with us. And they're like, oh, she would never do that. She would never do that ever in life. We've talked to her, this, that, and the other. She knows better, la, 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 right? So they're like, okay. So then they're like, okay, go ahead and do it. So now they're fucking, they start in like, oh, hi, how are you, blah, 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 blah. So, oh, let's go meet at the park. There's a park right up the street from your house. Let's go meet at the park, right? And then they don't even get out. Like, they have the parents sitting in the van, right? Like, fucking with, you know, like, headphones on, watching the whole thing. So then they pull up in a fucking car, right? And they're like, oh, come to the car. You know, not like they didn't come out to the van. They didn't come out of the car to the park.
This is horrible.
They're sitting in the car and they're like, oh, come to the car. And then the parents are sitting in the van like, oh, she'll never go to that car. She'll never go to that car.
She already went to the park.
Goes. Yeah. And there she goes. She gets up, starts walking to the fucking car. And then you know what else? She fucking opens the door by herself. Doesn't get pushed into the car. Opens the fucking door and gets in the fucking car with some fucking stranger that she's never fucking met. Only met on the fucking line. And the fucking parents are fucking in the van, like bawling, fucking bawling, crying.
Fuck yeah, dude. People don't understand how dangerous they always think it can't happen to them, but it can fucking happen to you
easily. Well, okay. So, you know, back to my fucking niece, dude, she's not here right now. She's at a fucking friend's house, but I already fucking, and my other niece ratted me out to her saying, oh, uncle found your Instagram and good luck with that. then she calls me and she's like, because she just dyed her hair, right? She just dyed her hair black. So she's like, that was from a long time ago, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, if it was from so long ago, then why is your hair black, you know? Because she just dyed it, you know, like a couple weeks ago. Like, why is your hair black then?
Oh, my God. Look at.
So anyways, people, just watch your kids with these fucking devices. It's like handing them a fucking gun.
Yeah.
And not teaching them how to use it.
It's very dangerous. And this is a nice segue into this fucking Netflix show, fucking Cuties. And we you know, and everyone's in an uproar about Netflix fucking sexualizing these fucking little children. And they didn't apologize for it. They just said, hey.
We appeal to everybody.
Yeah, we appeal to everybody. Pedophiles included.
Yeah, pedophiles alike. We love everybody. We love everybody here at Netflix, including pedophiles.
Yeah, they're like, just make a hard fucking, you know, they have a hard opinion on this. Draw a line. Like, are you for pedophiles or are you against? And their answer was, yeah, we don't disapprove of anyone's belief systems. And you're going to watch it. And it probably is watched by a lot of fucking pedophiles.
Oh, for sure. And that's the thing, too, is that, like, just stop trying to fucking sexualize these little fucking kids, man.
This is not just one area.
All over the world, dude, they're starting to make fucking – okay, so this is the thing. All right, when this whole, like, all these fucking different genders and sexuality started coming out a couple years ago, you know, like, now there's fucking 37 fucking genders, and which I don't – know how there could be that many, but myself, I just, you know, I don't get it. But
well, that makes you racist. So carry on.
I just don't get it. But to each their own. You know what I mean? If you want to call yourself
either does the scientific community, by the way. So right. Carry on.
So, you know, everybody was saying, like, the more genders they were finding, everybody was saying, okay, so where does this stop?
Where does it identify today as a pickle, in reference to Pickle Rick from fucking Rick and Morty. So I would like to be a pickle, and I would like to have as much rights as a pickle should have. And that's pretty much it. Nothing exciting.
Well, so now they're turning fucking, they're trying to, not yet anyways, but they're trying to fucking turn pedophilia into a sexuality. You've heard about this?
I think they've been trying that for a long time, bro.
Well, I think they've already done it in certain countries. I think Greece, I'm pretty sure, is already fucking doing it. I think that's...
Well, from what I understand, in Mexico, the age of consent is 13, and I'm sure it's lower in other places.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you have your quinceañera.
Well, that's even... I think a quinceañera is 16.
Oh,
so I don't know what they call...
Well, quinceañera, isn't that when you become a woman?
I think, isn't that 16 years old?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea. And I fucking hate this subject. And it's kind of just kind of going off of the last one. But guys, watch your fucking kids. For fuck's sake, watch your kids.
Oh, but
be careful, man. We're in a fucking new crazy ass shit, dude. And it's scary, man.
Hang on.
It's scary.
Sworn in on Dr. Seuss.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this lady. Okay. I know. We wanted to drop the subject and everything, but I got one more fucking note. This lady, right? She just got. She's like completely. She's like one of the heads of like schools and shit, right? So, she's completely against God, and she wants to start teaching masturbation to like 5 year olds.
Oh yeah, did I send you that?
Yeah, I think you did. I can't find it.
No, that is actually
so
that's a World Health Organization thing, man.
Yeah, so she's completely against God. So instead of when you get sworn in, you know, you put your hand on the Bible and you fucking get sworn in. Well, she put her hand on a Dr. Seuss book. Did you read that?
I have not.
And yeah, she put her hand on a Dr. Seuss book while she got sworn in, and like it's pretty hilarious too, because the picture that I seen, like the guy that's holding the Dr. Seuss book is like looking at her like you fucking crazy ass bitch.
Well, I'm not necessarily. That's funny.
And
I'm
yeah, not, I think it's funny.
I'm not necessarily against them throwing up a tip about swearing in on a Bible. That seems pretty. This is tradition for us here in America, and that's probably, I don't know, for some.
Outdated now?
Well, it is a little antiquated because, I mean, we promote all religions at this point. And so to force someone who's not
well, no, like
in the Bible to put their hand on the Bible and swear in it, it's kind of counterproductive. Shouldn't they be like, put your hand on the Bible, the book that's according and isn't along the line with your religion? Because if someone was a Satanist, then why would they care about swearing an oath on a fucking Bible?
True.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, well, I find it funny because, like, you know, there are millions of different books you could choose from. Like, I just think it's funny because she chose, like, Dr. Seuss.
I don't know. That's a weird choice. She could have probably made a better political statement by putting something like the feminine mystique or just something fucking. Or since she wants to promote masturbation to little kids, she might as well have sworn on the book Lolita.
Everybody poops.
Look, don't be and look at who is promoting. The World Health Organization is promoting. It's the same lady is promoting. We start teaching kids masturbation at 3 to 4 years old. What the fuck? And these are the same people we're taking COVID advice from.
Right.
Also, the main guy of the World Health Organization, and this is a nice transition into a. So. He said, man, look, this is a glimpse. He's all, this COVID thing's never going away, and this is the new world we live in. You're always going to be wearing a mask. And he said, and look at how great it is. A world with less pollution, and the sun is shining, and there's no more smog. Like, if this isn't fucking crazy, like, globalist population control shit.
Look at Sweden or Switzerland. I'm not sure which one was it Sweden? Yes. Both of them are doing awesome, but yeah, one
they didn't
of them
shut down.
Yeah, one of them didn't shut down. They took a minor hit.
Neither did Japan, by the way.
No?
Japan has one of the lowest death rates there is, and they just decided, you know what, we're just going to put up signs and wear a mask. And
I think they were already wearing masks over there. Was that China?
China, well, Japanese too.
Yeah, I think they already wear masks over there.
But they kept going. They didn't shut down shit.
Well, those masks don't do anything anyways. And
it says on the box it doesn't do anything. It says this will not prevent you from anything.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing, you're only supposed to wear those masks for like 3 or 4 hours at a time. Like after that, it's not supposed to be any good or actually worse for you because it's all moisture and shit. And especially you motherfuckers with nasty ass fucking breath and rotten teeth, breathing all that fuck and shit into that fucking mask and then just inhaling it. Letting it breathe. Actually, you're breathing it into the mask, and then it breathes in there, and then you're fucking sucking it down.
Did you see they did like the infrared on the moisture that comes out of the mask, the side profiles on like the different masks?
You know
how much shit just goes through the mask, regardless. Big old. It looks like someone's smoking a cigarette with all the moisture that's coming out.
Well, I didn't see that, but I did watch one where it showed somebody like in a shopping, like in a Stater Brothers, whatever you want to call it, in one of the aisles or like in the middle aisle, and the person sneezes, and like, you know, that sneeze comes out of you hauling ass if you didn't know. I think it's like 100 miles an hour or something.
It's pretty hefty. It's like fucking sonic boom territory. It's 1,800 miles an hour.
Yeah, sneezes come out of you. If you didn't know this, a sneeze comes out pretty damn fast. So it shows like, you know, a person sneezing in the middle aisle, achoo. And then like it shows, you know, with the fucking cool ass camera that shows everything. And it shows like within 3 seconds, it's already like 4 aisles each way. Like going over the fucking aisles into that one and then into that one and then into that one, you know? So,
and you know what? No one's talking about this, dude. I've seen it fucking slightly covered, dude, on this whole thing and how this thing was managed. And it's all a bunch of fucking bullshit. But that fucking piece of shit, Fauci, fucking cooperated on this fucking story with these public health officials for the greater good, these elected officials for the greater good of the fucking the country, they decided to lie to us and tell us that we didn't need to wear masks because they were short supplied on having masks because they were afraid they were going to have the surge in all these hospitals and the medical professionals weren't going to have the masks that they needed. So
is that why he came? I remember when he came out and said, oh, you don't got to wear a mask.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I remember that.
They've already admitted that they've lied to the public on this. No, they haven't admitted, but it's already been proven that they lied to the public on this because they said, well, we had to do it because we were going to be short if we didn't.
Yeah, there was gonna be a run.
So why would we ever listen to an official after they initially lied to us? Why would we ever believe them after that?
Right. And not just that, but, you know, if you look at where these masks are coming from, along with, you know, if you look into our other fucking podcasts.
Our last podcast talking about all this stuff. Dude, we were so unprepared for this. Instead of coming out and just saying, look, we are unprepared for this. And guess what? All of our medical supplies that we have to get,
we got to keep them for them.
They're all coming from China, buddy. Yeah. All of it. We have no manufacturers left in America because we have outsourced all our fucking jobs to China. And the epicenter of this thing that we're going to have all this shit sent. And let me tell you about Chinese regulation on building shit. There is none.
Yeah.
But why do you think they have such horrible work conditions?
It's so cheap.
Slaughterhouse 5 type shit. Oh, the jungle. Upton Sinclair's the jungle fucking meatpacking factory conditions. And this is why you can get all your pharmaceuticals from China. They have no fucking regulations. They're like, fucking testosterone, here you go. You want some fentanyl? Boom, just fucking click. Bam, PayPal me. Done. Sent. Like, and we're going to take all our medical supplies from fucking, oh my God. I don't know, but all I know is these fuckers lied to us because they thought it would benefit us. Don't ever lie to us, even if you think it's going to benefit us.
That's they could have said, okay, look,
we have no mask available.
You should be wearing a mask if you can, you know, use whatever, but we need our medical mask for hospitals, this, that, and the other until we, you know, replenish.
Just straight up.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, people understand as long as you're fucking, as long as you're honest, people understand.
But they lie and then they come back and tell us the reason for their lie. And we're just supposed to be like, oh, well, that's cool, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we understand why you lied.
Instead of, you know what? We shouldn't have lied in the first place. Blah, bitty, blah, fucking blah, 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 blah. Okay. Enough of all that. Fucking.
Yeah. Moving on. I'm wearing my fucking Three Stooges shirt. Yeah.
You know, wise guy.
Yeah. You know, I have they're on the top of the list of my three favorite Jews or they're, you know, I have a list of favorite Jews, you know, it's definitely Curly is number one, Mo. And, you know, I'm thinking Fat Mike from NoFX and then Larry.
That's pretty good.
Look
it. Shout out to Poland. Okay. Well, first I want to give a shout out to all our listeners out there. Australia, you're killing it. And if you're an Australian, lesson that from the down under. I'm going to need you to shoot us a line, man, because we're getting just tore up down there. Listens go. And we'd like to hear about it. And let us know what you think at rotflpodcast@gmail.com. Go and become a member on our site. At rotflpodcast.com. Check out our blog. If you got any funny stories from down under, go ahead and shoot us some info because we'd like to hear about it. And I just want to give a shout out to Poland because they accidentally invaded the Czech Republic.
I seen that too. And like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know how you can accidentally invade somebody.
Like, it's comedy. They just basically were fucking doing their perimeter fucking checks with a couple of fucking military fucking personnel and wandered on the wrong side of the border and then started harassing Czech citizens. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing over here?
They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Dude.
That's got to be – there's a fucking Polish joke in there somewhere.
Dude, yeah. Insert your own Polish joke fucking right here. And look it. We love you, Poland, man. You guys are the shit, and I got to give a shout-out for finally invading someone and not getting invaded. That's pretty fucking badass.
dude, we need to hear from – okay, so I'm just saying we got a fucking big following in Texas. If you're fucking listening to us in Texas, we want to hear from you.
Pennsylvania, dude, is tearing it up. What the fuck is going on in Pennsylvania, dude? Because they're fucking just like raking us over the coals with listens. And dude, we never hear from these people.
I know.
Virginia, it's like they hear us and they're like, dude,
Germany. Hey, so we have a couple listeners that listen steady. To every single show. Steady. Every single week. Show. So I know you're hearing this in Germany. If you're listening to our show right now, give us a shout out, man. Same thing with the United Kingdom, fucking Ireland, all you guys.
Yeah, sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Right?
I mean, what? Maybe they just listen to us, but they don't understand. They're like, what are these fucking?
Or, you know, we have a bunch of like different Army and Navy bases all over the world. So maybe it's an American, but he's on a base and he can't shout out.
Oh, dude, shoot us some secret shit. If you're an American on a base listening to this, dude, fucking let us know, dude. Shout out to the troops, man.
Right? Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
Look it. Okay, real quick. Oregon police remind residents, don't call 911 if you're out of toilet paper. Shout out to our Oregon residents calling the cops because you ran out of fucking toilet paper.
On the shitter, like, hey,
911. I got an emergency.
I need somebody to get over here and help me now.
What's the matter, man? What's going on?
Was it Oregon or Washington? It was one of them, Oregon or Washington, that said, do us a favor, don't call 911 because from this day to this day because of all the different riots that are going on. Because, you know,
we're not going to be there to help you.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to get there to help you. But yet, at the same time, the fucking mayor had.
No, that's Minneapolis.
That was Minnesota? No, you sure?
That's Portland. That's Lightfoot.
That was Oregon. Yeah, that was Oregon.
That's Mayor Lightfoot.
Yeah, the mayor fucking took
The same person that's supporting these riots, the same person that's supporting the troops, the same person that's supporting BLM and defund the police.
Right.
Had all the cops that were already fucking completely stretched in because of these riots come block her street.
Yeah. And so
the same person
fucking
that's
house.
Saying, the same protect person that's saying house. Defund the police is calling the police for help. And this is why you don't defund the police, people. Because when you are in trouble, who do you call? You don't call fucking Ghostbusters. You don't call fucking Ghostbusters, and you can't call Batman unless you got a fucking badass spotlight on the top of your house and you can shoot up into the sky.
Well, I'm good because I am Batman.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, and this is the kind of fucking hard-hitting shit you're going to get every week, guys.
I wanted to get one of those fucking, you know, they have like those footy pajamas. The fucking Batman has a cape and everything, dude. I totally wanted to get one for like grown-ups.
You could wear it on the cast.
And it has like a hood that comes up and you can pull it over and everything. And a cape.
Pretty cool.
Fucking sick.
Not really. I would like to see
badass.
A man attempted to fake his own death. In New York, Nassau County, New York. He tried to fake his own death certificate to get out of some court case, right? And, on inspection of the certificate, they found out that the font type and size changed in the document. Let me tell you, in legal documents, all the fonts and types are changed. If you don't know that, at the very least, before you forge a document, then you're in the wrong business of forging. You got to make it look similar. And
at least,
by the way, this guy was an English teacher. That's what I heard. You got to be kidding me, dude.
What? The professor?
That's hilarious. Bro.
If he's a teacher, you think he would at least, you know, research this shit a little bit.
Well, let me tell you something about teachers. They're not always computer savvy.
Right. Or, you know, you just have to be, you know, Norm MacDonald, his parents are teachers and he clowns on teachers all the time. But he was saying that to be a second grade teacher, you only need a third grade education.
Pretty much. That makes perfect sense. Right. Shout out to our people out in Florida and let us know how this goes. Genetically modified mosquitoes to be released.
Yeah.
Good in luck. Florida. These are good mosquitoes luck. That are being genetically modified to not give birth. Because female mosquitoes, imagine. I just want you guys to fucking stretch your imagination on this one. Female mosquitoes are the ones that bite. Males are fucking vegetarians. So go eat that, feminists. Blood-sucking motherfuckers.
Maybe that's why they call women bloodsuckers.
I'm telling you, some of the most dangerous fucking creatures
on Earth in the
fucking animal kingdom are female women, species. Dude, bro, sure. What about the praying mantis that like eats the fucking dude after it copulates with them?
Yeah, chops his head off while he's fucking epic badass. While he's still fucking pounding away.
And I'm not angry about that at all.
Stroke.
No, I think it's fucking awesome. This would be the best way to die. Quick head lop off in the middle of coitus, dude. Can you imagine a better way to go?
I don't know. That'd probably be a good one for sure.
So 750 million genetically modified mosquitoes will be released in the Florida Keys. As if you guys don't have enough mosquitoes already.
Well, the thing is, like, if they can so the thing about the mosquito thing with they're genetically modifying them. All right. Mosquitoes suck, dude. I fucking hate mosquitoes.
Literally.
Yeah. No, but like, okay, bees are dying off for the last like 10 years. Bees have been dying off in droves, dude. Like we're not even sure. And like, if you don't know this, we depend on bees a lot. Like we've been for a lot of
this is pretty common information.
Right.
I think
if you don't know this, like fucking read a book or something. Listen to our podcast. Shit.
Yeah, because we're just fucking, we're better than Nat Geo and Discovery all rolled into one here.
So why not genetically modify some bees, dude, to where they can fucking not die?
Have
I don't know
twins and fucking make their
something
larval.
I'm not a scientist. I'm just saying, like, there's better things to work on than fucking mosquitoes.
It's pretty clever, but let me tell you something. They've been genetically altered to produce female offspring that die in the larval stage. So it has a baby and the baby dies. Look, I'm not a biologist, but I do understand that there's reasons for things in the ecosystem. And so there's a reason for mosquitoes. Now, what the fuck that is, I don't know. I don't know. What's the point of a mosquito? Like, I can see other things in the animal kingdom. Like, okay, this predator is necessary because it needs to control the population of the prey, of certain prey. But what a mosquito doesn't do enough to kill you.
Well, I know when they're before they actually turn into the mosquito, they're in the water and they eat shit like in the water, probably. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It could be something like that. Like they eat the algae and all that shit.
No, I think they like.
Oh, and fish probably eat the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
When they're in their larval stage.
Right.
Well, they serve some purpose. Otherwise, they wouldn't be around.
Yeah.
There's only one type of animal on this planet that serves no purpose in the ecosystem.
And that's us.
And you're looking at them.
That's us.
We just do what we want. And that's how it is.
And take over. We're worse than roaches. We fucking.
It didn't used to be that way. We move
into everywhere and just start spreading and taking it over.
Well, you guys can thank the Industrial Revolution for that. All right. So if you guys got any complaints about that, you can go fucking take it up with them dead people.
Yeah. Try to get some reformations.
I don't even want to start on that fucking topic.
I'm just saying, from they made a bunch of money back then.
I don't want to start on that topic.
I'm not starting on no topic. I was just talking about the Industrial Revolution. I'm
trying to talk myself out of not starting on that fucking topic.
Talking about the Industrial
Revolution. Look, I don't want to talk about the fucking reparations, all right? Quit fucking harassing me all the time about it. Okay, so these YouTubers, let me tell you about these fucking YouTubers, bro, who are just fucking just great. Fucking winners of people. And I'm not trying to virtue signal here because I would never do what they did in the first place because I'm not a fucking idiot. Okay. So they adopted a little Chinese or Asian. I'm not necessarily sure what it is. Okay. It was definitely Asian. Let's just be safe and say Asian before I fucking get called a racist for just throwing out some random thing. So
I think Asian is racist, actually.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it is now. I think Asian.
So I gotta know exactly what fucking part of your 1,000 countries you come from, otherwise I'm a racist.
I think they renamed it to like Orient or something like that. They renamed it.
Oh no,
I
don't know. Oriental. It's like
no.
Isn't that like a slur now?
I don't fucking know.
I can't
know.
Keep up with this.
I don't
shit.
Keep up. We're not keeping up here.
Look it. So they adopted, and this kid has autism, right? And he's a little, you know, he's someone from the Asia continents right. in that area. All right.
Over there.
And they did this whole YouTube thing, bro. Where they got millions and millions of views and made money for their YouTube content about how fucking great, you know, like we're gonna
how
adopt
awesome
this. Yeah, we're gonna adopt this autistic boy and like we're gonna show you the challenges, and like everyone cried and was like, oh, this is so fucking great. And it was great. It was great. All until they quietly gave the kid away to someone else after they all made the money and realized they couldn't handle it. You should give all that money back that you profited on this bullshit story.
Well, or give it to whoever.
Give it to kids in need.
Give it to whoever took the kid to help raise that kid.
Fuck yeah. Now that's a fucking idea. And, right. And you know what? Supposedly this kid was adopted by a loving family, and which I'm not even going to get into the whole foster care scene, which is a fucking nightmare as far as going to fucking, I'm not even going to go there. But these people who fucking showed the world how fucking great they were by fucking doing this and making money off it and profiting and then giving the kid away and not coming out and being like leading up to it on their content. Like, look, we just realized we can't handle it, and being honest with their listeners. People just started noticing that the kid was no longer around when they started to keep stretching out their content in different videos.
Well,
they're like, what happened to the kid?
You think they would have just shut it down, like, and just kept those videos up there, and then,
and just fucking like moved on? That's the thing is,
just let it ride.
Well,
they got into their fame and they wanted to continue it.
Yeah, they already had thousands and fucking thousands of subscribers, and so that's the hardest part is getting going. And once they get going, it's probably not so hard to keep the content going. So they tried to bank on that. And I don't know. I'm not angry at these people for making a choice and trying to help someone out and then realizing they made a mistake, because people make mistakes. But I am against profiting off of it and fucking not coming clean about it until you were found out. I don't know. That's fucking horrible for this kid. This kid was there for a while, dude, with other kids, a few years, dude. You know, he became part of the fucking, I don't know. It's fucking sad, man.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But if you're going to do something on YouTube and you fuck up, and this goes for everybody on the planet.
Across the board.
Admit your fuck up. Dude, we are human beings and we make mistakes.
Right.
Period.
We're fallible.
But you can't just keep lying about it and then say, well, the lie was a mistake, and then keep lying and then keep saying them.
Right.
You've got to learn from the mistakes you make.
Right.
So, and this goes all across the board. And, you know, I just want to wrap this up by saying this whole fucking world is in a mess. This whole country is in a mess. Okay. We have the left going fucking crazy, and all they can think about is oppression. And we got the right, and all we can think about is not destroying what we've created. And that's it. That's all. And then we're just going to fight, and we're fighting over it. There's no moderate center anymore, and there's no being able to come to the table and actually talk about these fucking issues, because we're so extreme on either side that it's there used to be a time when we could come in the middle. But we are so, and here's the problem with this COVID thing and quarantine thing and social media and all these
people crazy, dude.
Well, we're in an echo chamber. We are stuck inside our belief system in our tribalism, and all we are hearing in our head is echoed our side of the fucking story.
And that's
that's all that keeps going through our head. Blah 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 blah, and just growing
divisiveness. And nobody wants to hear the other side. Yeah.
And it's hard to hear the other side when your side will show parts of the other side that just is really emotional. you know, and you're just like, I fucking hate those people, you know, and that's a fucking horrible way to be. That I don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
And I think everyone needs we're all sitting on emotions. We're in this echo chamber and we're just feeding off emotions, and there's no fucking critical thinking or critically analyzing your emotions and realizing, okay, you know, you have a point, I have a point, maybe I disagree with your point, that's fine, let's try to come to an understanding. We need to get out of this fucking partisan viewpoint, because we are fucking living in insanity right now, like to the point of civil war. And I forget who said it, but you know, we're only a slap away, 72 hours away from complete fucking destruction. People live their lives and they think, oh, we're fine.
I said that.
I don't know who said that.
I said that.
No, I'm not. You might have said that, but someone famous already said that before you.
I quoted that shit, man. I coined that shit. Yeah, you quoted it from
somebody else, asshole.
I coined it.
You did not coin that. I would... If you coin that, that's pretty fucking good, but I'm pretty sure Churchill fucking coined some shit like that. But,
no, I think it was a Russian. It was some Russian guy. I'm pretty sure.
Marx?
I don't know. I think I can't remember.
It could be.
No, but...
But, dude, we are a slap away.
Dude, there's so many things.
Dude, you are breaking up.
No, there's so many things that could just fucking... Am I?
No, you're fine now.
There's so many things. I heard myself echo earlier. Dude, there's so many things that could just totally actually destroy us. And I'm not talking about us bickering and fighting because, you know, one side wins and then we move on. But I'm talking about, like, you know, shit that will actually just take us out. But.
Oh, speaking of which, something that's going to take us out. Yeah, asteroids. And I'm not talking about that badass video game from the 80s, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about a fucking asteroid that missed us by 1,800 miles, dude. Yeah. 1,800 miles. And from California to fucking Texas, a fucking asteroid missed us, dude.
Yeah, when you're talking about, like, in matters of space, that is so small. That's such a slight margin. But there's another one coming.
September 1st, ladies and gentlemen, there will be one, supposedly, if it maintains its current trajectory, it should miss us by 40,000 miles, which is in between us and the moon. You know, the moon's like 100,000 miles or something like that. So, any slight altercation of that fucking course, and we could be fucking hit by this fucking thing. And it blows my mind because, you know, we all sit here and we're all doing this bullshit and we're all fighting. And it's just like, dude, they didn't see this fucking thing coming that missed us by 1,800 miles. It was coming from the sun, and they had no fucking clue that this thing was coming, bro. There are just massive bombs flying at us all the time in space, and there is nothing we could do about it. Nothing. No. There's nothing we could fucking do about it.
Am I breaking up again? Because it says my fucking internet.
Your internet is so fucking shitty right now, but I hope when we like finish the video, it encodes it correctly. Because sometimes it does that for me and sometimes it doesn't. But I just want to wrap this up. And I just want to let you guys know that we could get hit by an asteroid at any time.
So quit
the bullshit. Yeah. Love your family. Take care of your kids. And for God's sakes, make sure they ain't fucking taking pictures of themselves and talking to weirdos. I'm just like so worried about giving my kid a phone before a certain age. And it's just like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. There should be more kid-friendly phones that don't allow for social media and don't allow for pictures.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go because you're breaking up fucking gnarly. Go ahead and become a member at www.rotflpodcast.com. Hit us up. Send us your funny stories. And if you are an American in a different country, listen to this. Shoot us a shout out. If you're a foreigner in a different country, shoot us a fucking hit us up, man. Become a member.
And if you're a foreigner in our country, hit us up.
If you're anybody anywhere,
anybody, hit us up. If you're anybody fucking, anywhere,
if you are an alien in a different dimension, fucking catching
hit us up
waves, hit us up, dude. Let us know. We would really like to have a fucking bona fide alien on this podcast.
That's for sure. Oh, and we're not talking about that chick that identifies as an alien.
I'd love to have her on here from fucking Seattle.
She's actually kind of hot.
Dude, she is hot.
She is so hot, dude.
She can be an alien all fucking day long, as far as I care. Go ahead and hit us up. If you guys listen to us every week, dude, go ahead and rate us on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us to help get more content. Because, dude, we're expanding this thing to start making videos with the Facebook fucking video site, fucking adding to our YouTube content and all that shit. But we're really, all the shit's coming out of our pocket at this point. So we could really use some help. You can go to patreon.com/ROTFL and become a Patreon member and donate to us. We would really appreciate it. And it would help us help you. These two ex-convicts saving the world one podcast at a time. Love you guys. Go fuck yourselves. Sons of bitches. I love you guys. Later.